Chapter 11, A Great Story to Tell. Detective Martin and another policeman ran straight to the toilets. They saw the out of order sign on the door. When they opened the door, they saw Carlotta lying on the floor. Her head was bleeding.
Carlotta, are you okay? What happened?
Carlotta got onto her feet slowly. She felt dizzy and confused.
The thief came in here, she said. I was alone. The police officers weren't here to protect me.
I'm very sorry, but you made a terrible mistake, explained Officer Smith. They were waiting in different toilets at the opposite side of the museum.
What happened to your head?
He hit me with something hard, said Carlotta. I fainted and he escaped. He took the Pintadera, she said.
Don't worry, said Detective Martin. We'll catch him. I'm just happy you're okay.
I'm fine, said Carlotta. My head hurts a bit, but I think I'm okay.
We'll take you to hospital and a doctor will check your head, the detective said. Have you ever been in a police car with the lights flashing and siren going?
Of course not, Carlotta smiled. I don't think it's necessary, but it'll be a great story to tell my friends back in Gran Canaria.
Can you see him? Detective Martin asked the controller on the radio. Yes, said the controller. He's running towards the exit. Be very careful. He's got a gun.
A gun? Cried Officer Smith.
This man is more dangerous than we thought. Wait until he gets outside before you arrest him. He mustn't fire his gun in the museum. We don't want to hurt anybody.
Right, said the controller. I'll call the officers and they'll meet you outside. Go quickly. He's close to the door. I can't see him when he's outside the museum.
I'm on my way, said Detective Martin.
He ran as fast as he could to the exit door and saw the back of Gary's head as he ran into the street outside.
Everybody, get outside, he shouted into his radio. He's left the museum. We need to catch him now.
Officer Smith saw Gary getting into his car. Then he started the engine and drove very quickly down the street. Without thinking, the officer ran into the road and stood in the way of the car.
Come back, shouted one of the other officers. It's too dangerous.
Officer Smith didn't listen. He raised his hand for Gary to stop the car, but Gary didn't stop or reduce his speed. At the last minute, he tried to drive the car around the policeman, but he lost control. The car hit Officer Smith and knocked him to the ground. Then the car crashed into a parked lorry. A crowd of people ran to see what was happening. The officer tried to stand, but his leg was too painful. Was it broken?
Now it's your turn for the hospital, said Detective Martin.
Carlotta was sitting in the emergency department with a large bandage on her head. She was waiting to go home with Maria and her family.
I'm very proud of you, said Maria. You're the bravest person in the world.
Stupid, but very brave.
That's not true, said Carlotta.
She felt embarrassed when people complimented her.
I'm just glad it's all over, she said. This is certainly my most memorable holiday.
Yes, you won't forget this, I'm sure, said another voice, and everybody laughed.
They looked over to a wheelchair next to Carlotta, where Officer Smith was sitting, his broken leg in a plaster cast.
Are you going to be okay? Asked Carlotta.
I'll be fine, said the young policeman. My leg will get better and I'll be back to work. But I've learnt not to jump in front of cars again.
What happened to the thief? Asked Carlotta.
Didn't you hear? Said Maria. He was badly injured in the accident. He's going to be in hospital for a long time, and then he'll go to jail.
They pulled him from the car, and he was still holding the Pintadera. It broke into pieces.
It broke! Exclaimed Maria's husband. Oh, no! Then all your work was useless. That Pintadera was very important and valuable.
Carlotta and Officer Smith smiled at each other. They were happy, because they both knew a secret.